friends, we are so excited to invite you to the upcoming author event at Elaine's Literary Salon and Elaine's Restaurant, 208 Queen Street in Alexandria, Virginia. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, the proud PR director for the salon and producer of all of our author podcasts and videos on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. In the spotlight today is Bill Rapp, author of the Cold War series that includes a whole bunch of books, including Assignment in Saigon, which came out last year, Berlin Walls, The Budapest Escape, A Turkish Triangle, and his latest book that comes out in just a few months, The Prague Spring. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks very much, Hope. I'm happy to be here.
We're so excited to have you come to Elaine's Thursday, April 23rd. From 6 to 9 p.m. Just a quick little bit of background about Bill. He is an acclaimed author who began his professional life as an academic teaching European history at Iowa State University. He's a graduate of Notre Dame, the University of Toronto, where he got his master's, and Vanderbilt, where he got a PhD. He has always been particularly intrigued by German history and says the last 35 years working for the U.S. government broadened his perspective to all of Europe and much of the Middle East. His career has taken him around the world, as you can see in detail in his amazing books. So welcome, Bill, again, and tell us about the Cold War series and also the latest book, The Prague Spring.
Well, thanks very much for that introduction, Hope. Yes, I'm happy to give readers some insight into the Cold War spy series that we write. I mean, as the title of the series suggests, it's set during the Cold War, primarily in Europe, which was the front line for much of the Cold War in the 50s and the 60s. And it takes real-time incidents, real-life incidents and developments during the Cold War as the backdrop for each individual story. It follows the career of the CIA officer Carl Beyer as a protagonist throughout the series. And the backdrop allows us to sort of explore real-time, real-life incidents and the role of the CIA and intelligence work in helping to resolve those crises. So what the two things I really want to achieve in this series, one is to show that this period was a learning process for the United States and for the CIA because we were so new. The CIA was formed, as you know, in 1947. So, and for years, we had the U.S. government and many Americans had seen something like the CIA as an intelligence organization as akin to the Gestapo. In fact, that's why Truman refused to maintain the OSS. But by 1947, he realized we needed to set something up in the intelligence field. And it was a learning process. We started out, the Brits helped a lot, but it was also a self-learning experiment where we made a lot of mistakes. I think we're able to establish a positive role in the U.S. government. The other learning process was for the United States itself, because we were new as the world leader. We finally accepted that role and helped construct the international, global, political, and economic order, which was brought in about democracy and prosperity on a scale unknown before on this planet. So in that sense, that is sort of another part of the backdrop that should be reflected in the stories. The other thing I wanted to achieve was to give readers a more realistic and more authentic sense of what it's like to do that work and where it fits into the U.S. government. And that's very much the mission and requirements that Carl Beyer and his allies follow. And also to display something that I think is missing in other intelligence stories is the tremendous esprit de corps, the dedication to mission that people bring into that to that job and those assignments. It's obviously we're not all saints. Mistakes are made, and there are some villains involved as they become emerges in some of the stories. But it's really about how we work together and to achieve the mission that the U.S. government sets for the agency. It's not something that the agency makes up by itself. We work in cahoots with the legislative and executive branch of the U.S. government, and hopefully the readers can pick up a sense of that as well as be entertained by the story, because you have to take some liberties to create a more entertaining environment. So
now tell us about your newest book, The Prague Spring.
Very happily, The Prague Spring takes Carl Beyer's adventure to Prague in 1968 where he's chief of station during what became known as the Prague Spring, the reform efforts of Alexander Dubček to sort of get rid of the hardline a Soviet Stalinist political and economic system, which many in the West supported. However, Moscow did not, and they eventually invaded and reinstalled the old Stalinist leadership. And Beyer finds himself in the middle of that as chief of station, of course, since he's been working with reformers into trying to establish the prospects for success of the reforms and for Czechoslovakia to maintain its sort of the quasi-independence they had under during the Cold War under the Soviet tutelage. So he finds out that there's something afoot, and his mission, I think, is to help inform the U.S. government as just what they can expect, what's going to happen, and what are the implications of that. And he's challenged because he doesn't really know who he can trust, who is still committed, how far the Soviets want to go, and what this means for the people he's worked with, as well as his colleagues in the station in Prague, so which he has to try and eventually try to get a lot of these people out. And that's basically the story. And he finds some surprising allies, and one in particular in this book. But even there, they're operating on what a friend once referred to as enlightened self-interest. So you really don't know how far that's going to go in the end. So hopefully it's a book that people will really enjoy and give them a sort of a realistic feeling as to what was going on in Prague in 1968, when many people thought that we might eventually be able to establish a more peaceful coexistence with a reform communist governments in Eastern Europe and in Moscow, a hope that was dashed for at least another 20 years.
Fascinating. Well, it's amazing the insights you bring from personal experience and as a historian. So we're thrilled to be able to feature you at Elaine's. So everyone, check it out, elainesliterarysalon.com. Our host, Jeffrey James Higgins, will do another beautiful interview. He came in and spoke with us about assignment in Saigon last year. So we're thrilled to have you back at Elaine's Literary Salon. Please go buy your free or get your free ticket, billrapp.eventbrite.com. It's a free ticket. We just need to keep count, because at the event, Bill has picked his author's choice, an entree and cocktail, and his choice is the braised and roasted lamb shank with Middle Eastern rice, toasted vermicelli, pumping date puree, and lamb juice. And the cocktail is the Higgins Aviation, which is a gin deliciousness with creme de violette and a lemon liqueur. So you're going to love this. It's going to be so much fun. Order his entree. You get a $5 coupon for your return visit to Elaine's Literary Salon. Please do not miss this amazing author event, April 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. Thank you so much, Bill Rapp.
Thank you, Hope, and I hope many people do come. I've been more than happy and proud to discuss the series and the new book, Prague Spring, with folks at the restaurant, at Elaine's.
And I'll have that in my hand next time. So thank you, Bill. Thank you all. Don't forget, that's billrapp.eventbrite.com, and we will see you April 23rd at 6 p.m. Elaine's Literary Salon at Elaine's Restaurant, 208 Queen Street, Alexandria, Virginia. And then post-event, you'll be able to watch the interview with Jeff Higgins and Bill on all of our channels, Incandescent Radio, Incandescent TV, Spotify, Apple, and iHeart, and of course on YouTube. All right, y'all, we'll see you soon. Thank you, Bill. Stay well.
Thank you, Hope.